Thank you for joining us as we turn back the clock to June 23rd, 1991, and play the dumb birthday game. Now, this was before we had our own theme, and I played the Olympics music to open the show. We have 7 participants in this one. Joe the Baker, Judy from Needham, Mike from Marshfield, Scott from Peabody, Mike Epstein on the phone, I'm in studio, and Charlie Sherman from Traffic, who's playing for the very first time. Highlights? Norm explains where guests of the show stay when in town. Bob Keeshan, otherwise known as Captain Kangaroo, is one of the birthdays. This leads to quite the story from Norm about being lost in Chelsea, a pith helmet, and a rescue. Then stick around as we discuss what Norm's vast estate would auction off for. There are some very desirable items on that list. Lastly, commercial-wise, we are treated to HP with their ability to fax from your PC. Joan from Brockton, who gets rash relief with Gold Bond. Smelly sneakers? Well, keep it in your sneaker powder solves that. Clark and White, Lincoln Mercury and Newton. Steve Allen for Resolve, a stop smoking kit. Purity Stores has some delicious Alaska canned salmon. And lastly, there'll be a word from your good-looking local announcer. Enjoy.
The temperature in Boston is now 61 degrees.
WBZ is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take one. Oh, okay. We need one more call. Okay. We have nearly everybody. We need just one more person. If you call right away, you get to play the dumb birthday game with us. 254-1030. Okay, 617, the area code. Now, let me just check the lottery number first. The Massachusetts Daily is 9998, Megabucks 5, 11, 18, 22, 32, 41. No winners. Next Megabucks will be worth about $7 million. Tri-State Daily, 2540689. Megabucks in the Tri-State, 1, 8, 13, 14, 19, and 23. Rhode Island Daily, 3545. Rhode Island, lot of bucks, 6, 18, 22, 31, 38. And Red Sox won. They won their third game from Oakland. There he goes, just making paper noises. They Carlos Quintana hit a two-run double in the third inning, in which the Red Sox got 5 runs that third inning. Anyway, they beat Oakland by a score of 9-5. Today, this afternoon, the Red Sox round out their series with Oakland as Danny Darwin, with a record of 3-3, pitches for the Red Sox against the Bob Welch, with a record of 6-4 against the Oakland A's. Danny Darwin played against the Seattle game I saw earlier in the week, which the Red Sox lost 2-1 in the ninth. But Darwin pitched a great game up to that point, up to about the fifth or sixth inning. Anyway, that's the situation. So Toronto also won. It's all tied up for first place in the American League East in that division. Okay, we'll play the birthday game beginning in just 1 minute.
I'm the father of 3 children, and I have to say that I'm amazed at all the energy they burn up. I don't just mean on the swim team or the dance floor. I mean hot water for showers and leaving all the lights on. Well, last month, my friend Herb and I were laughing about how long it takes to get into the bathroom with kids in the house. Not to mention the high energy costs. That's when he told me about Survey Plus. It's a home energy survey from MassSave. And let me tell you, it's made a real difference. Survey Plus showed me how to save energy. They installed a hot water tank wrap and some window weather stripping. And I learned they have mail order materials and can help me find a contractor for my home energy improvements. If I were you, I'd call MassSave, especially if you have kids. MassSave can't help you get into the bathroom any faster, but they can help you take control of your energy costs.
Call 1-800-632-8300 and request a MassSave Survey Plus. That's 1-800-632-8300. Survey Plus is a no-fee service from your electric and gas utilities.
Wouldn't you like to update your drab, old-fashioned kitchen with a dramatic new look without the mess or expense of major remodeling? Let Sears Cabinet Refacing show you how easily and affordably the kitchen you've dreamed of can be yours. And homeowners who call now for a free in-home estimate can save 15%. Sears authorized craftsmen use your existing cabinet framework, covering exposed surfaces and replacing doors, drawer fronts, and hardware, all in your choice of style and color. And installation can often be completed in just 72 hours or less. You'll be delighted with your kitchen's quick transformation from tiresome to terrific. And all work is backed by Sears, a name you can trust. So don't replace, just reface your cabinets, quickly and affordably. Be sure to call 1-800-942-3600 now and save 15%, but only through July 15th. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-942-3600. That's 1-800-942-3600.
Okay, it's time to play the dumb birthday game, a game that has now become legendary. And we have a full panel ready to play for you. I'll introduce them to you in a moment. But the idea, in case you're new to this area and this well program, is I tell you the names of people born not only on this date, actually today being the 23rd, but the fact is there aren't too many people, well-known people, who are born on the 23rd. So we'll pick some of the key people born throughout this coming week. Okay, so these are people born this week right through next Friday. Thank you very much. Let me introduce members of the panel. Some of them have become old friends because we've played the game together for a very, very long time, and that includes Joe the Baker.
Hi, Uncle Norm.
Hello there, Joe the Baker. Good morning.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you. You're all set to go at it, are you?
Sure.
Okay, that's good. Let's see who else. We have Judy, who's played the game with us before, too.
Yeah,
and who's from Needham. Thank you very much, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Joe.
And hi to Mike from Marshfield, who's just an old pro at this. Probably can get himself a job on any panel anywhere in the country as a result of his triumph here.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I'm okay, thank you.
You sound great.
Well, I appreciate that very much. As you know, I've just been taking extra courses and talking on the radio stuff.
Norm, I want you to know this is really the really highlight of the night with me.
I would imagine the rest of the week is sort of drab by comparison.
And I think it's going to be great for Joe, too, because he needs the dough.
How you doing, Mike?
That is one of the worst jokes. Anyway, we also have Scott from Peabody. Hello, Scott.
Hi, how you doing, Norm?
I'm doing pretty well. You've played the game with us before, I think. Have you?
Yes, I have. I won before. I got your gift. It was great.
Oh, okay. I don't remember what it was, and I don't care to be reminded of it.
Oh, but... Books from the Far Side.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Great. That's right. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you... Yeah, because I love that guy. I think he's very funny.
Yeah, I gave him my little brother.
Oh, you gave it to your little brother. Well, no, that's the kind of stuff you look at and you chuckle, and then you pass along to the next generation.
Sure do.
Okay, except he's the same generation as you.
Little older.
Well, no, you're not the same age. But anyway, here's Mike Epstein, son of a gun, a first-class WBZ, top-notch producer, a swell dancer, and a very neat dresser.
How have you been in the past 3 hours, I think it's been, since I've seen you?
That's right. Mike dropped by the studios a little bit earlier because he, like so many of the producers here, are extremely conscientious people. And care about the station, care about their jobs, and want to do the best they can.
Thank you
very much. And management is just so darn lucky to have you, Mike. I want to tell you.
I thought he was on a busman's holiday.
Someone ought to tell the management how lucky they are.
I'm going to leave them a note.
Maybe we'll get like a $3 raise or something.
Okay. And also we have Tony. Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Tony Nesbitt, of course, is our first-class producer. Also... who's with us? And also, we have introducing to this game for the very first time.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, we're giving him a big Soldiers Field Road welcome here in beautiful Brighton, gateway to majestic Alston. Very close to a heart-stopping community of Watertown is the very lovely and exciting Charlie Sherman, who's with us. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Norm. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi.
Well, we got enough for a minion.
Norm. Yes.
This is almost Chelsea against the world, you know.
That's
Charlie's
right.
He's from Chelsea. You are from Chelsea. Mike Epstein has been to Chelsea, and I work in Chelsea.
I've been to Chelsea.
And everybody else has at least heard of Chelsea, so that really makes it pretty special.
It's Chelsea against the world.
Okay, if you all are ready, I will give you the first birthday. And this is somebody who was actually born on this day, June 23rd, which is today's date. And her name, ladies and gentlemen, is June Carter Cash. She's the wife of Johnny Cash and a member of the famous Carter Troupe. We'll start with you, Joe the Baker, and June Carter Cash. How old would you say she is?
54, Norm.
54, says Joe as he kicks off another exciting dumb birthday game. What do you think, Judy?
I was going to say 55.
55?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you hold the applause until we introduce the entire head table, sir? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we can.
Mike, what do you think?
Which Mike are we talking to?
Well, I'm sorry, Mike from Marshfield.
And carry the two, I'll make it 59.
Can't carry the two. I don't have to write all that.
Well,
do I
thought I'd bring that over from last night. I didn't play, but I listened.
Bring it over from last. I'm sorry.
How about the, geez, sometimes I don't follow the dialogue myself. Scott, what do you think? How old is
53, Norm.
53. Okay, and Mike Epstein, the other Mike.
I'd say she's 58 years old.
58 years old, and Tony says...
You see, what Mike was saying, it was that he carried the two, and then he didn't mean to carry it over from last night. And the joke was then there.
Yeah, yeah, no, I see.
Oh, well.
Could you turn your microphone up just a little bit, maybe?
Is that better?
Well,
it was good
no.
for me. Was it good for you?
I think what we ought to do is actually turn your microphone down a whole lot. But anyway, how old would you say June Carter Cash is today?
58.
Same as Mike Epstein. You producers really hang together.
Well, we're going to unionize.
Well, that's okay with me.
And we'll be looking for work.
How about Charlie Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, his very first guess at somebody's age. So this is a momentous moment.
I can hear his teeth chatter.
I think June Carter Cash is 62.
You think she is 62, do you?
I think she's got us all fooled.
We won't tell her.
Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll check now and get the correct answer. June Carter Cash is 62 years old, Charlie.
Wow.
Sherman.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Good.
You haven't done that. You haven't cheated on us by doing homework on this,
right
have
on
you?
The button.
Have you, Charlie? Have you cheated?
No, sir. No, sir. I would never cheat.
How silly.
He would never lie either.
Nobody from our neck of the woods cheats.
And that neck of the woods is where neither one of us lives anymore.
That's right.
Because we're all from Chelsea.
Okay.
Okay, now here is Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck, as you know, is...
Guitarist extraordinaire.
Yeah, replaced Eric Clapton in Yardbirds. But he's done it back, well, that was way back. Has done a lot of stuff on his own. He was part of... Matter of fact, he was brought into one of the Newport Jazz Festivals. I never could quite understand that. But I suppose he does play kind of in a
yes.
jazz-oriented kind of way. Okay, Jeff Beck, how old is he? We'll start with Charlie this time. Charlie Sherman, Jeff Beck. His birthday, incidentally, is Monday, the 24th. I don't know if that helps you at all, Jeff. Oh, not your name is not Jeff. He's Jeff. You're Charlie.
One more time?
Yeah, you're going to... No, how old is Jeff Beck?
Oh.
I'm Mike.
It's my turn, though.
No, it's Charlie Sherman's turn. It's which turn, which is your turn.
Okay.
It's your Charlie Sherman.
Jeff, with Jeff.
Jeff Beck is 43.
Okay, 43. Tony, what do you say?
45.
Mike Epstein?
42.
Scott?
38.
Mike from Marshfield?
44.
Judy?
46.
And Joe the Baker and his orchestra?
47.
Okay. The answer is... Jeff plays the harp. That's correct. No, Jeff Baker's 47, the same as Joe the Baker said, the 47.
Oh!
He must have known.
He's getting ancient.
Jeff, Joe, incidentally, is also known as Joe the Exterminator. And not because he looks a lot built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, because that's the Terminator. Well, maybe you do. That's right. I've never seen you, so I don't know. You may. But the kind of things you exterminate are little tiny crawly things.
You know what the strange thing is?
Yeah?
I'm dressed as a baker now.
You're what, please?
I'm dressed as a baker right now.
You are dressed as a baker, even though you're home.
This is supposed to be naked. This birthday game is in honor of the...
Yeah, I thought you all were naked. This is in honor of the Supreme Court decision and our defiance of it.
And we're only wearing... We're naked, but we are only wearing Boy Scout. The yellow scarves are on our necks. That's all we're wearing.
That's right.
Are except, you broadcasting naked, too?
Yeah, except for Judy, who is wearing absolutely nothing at all. And I wish to indulge in that fantasy, Judy, if it's okay with you.
Sure, why not?
And if I, as long as I don't
have
to get...
Saturday morning, you can indulge in anything you want.
You're a wonderful person. Oh, God, I'm so excited.
I'll just stick with the M&Ms, thanks.
Okay. Does it count if you're wearing a smile?
Oh.
If we're going to do bad jokes, Charlie, your future could be made by this program. So there's no sense in just throwing it away, you know, like dumping it down the toilet for nothing and then regretting it for the rest of your life. Let's go to Mike Marsh. I can be really strict. I sound like my high school principal or like a boss I had in radio.
Like Mr. McLaughlin.
No, this is like we had a general manager at a radio station I worked at once. Nathan.
I'm just getting the last of my clothes off now. Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Let me
feel get my really doing this.
Yeah, let me just drop them on the floor wherever you are. But don't make me look at you, okay, Mike, cuz I think it would make me nauseous. Mike, anyway, it's your turn. We're guessing Michelle Lee. Michelle Lee is on, what is she, a Knott's Landing? Well, hold on a
minute. I think so.
Michelle Lee. I don't know. I lost track of her. Her birthday is also on Monday. And she's also a great singer. I used to play her records on the All Night Jazz Show, believe it or not. She sang very, very well.
There's a hint.
And she used to cough a lot, if I remember. So how old is Michelle Lee, Mike?
48.
48 years old, says Mike. And Judy, what do you say?
I'm going to say 40.
40. And Scott?
43.
And Mike Epstein?
This is one of these things where I have to flip a coin here. Give me a second.
Do you remember what she looks like? You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
the
yeah.
Dark kid. Very pretty lady.
Oh, yeah. Very classy
lady, yeah.
I think she's 45.
Okay. And Tony, what do you think?
I'll say 47.
47.
Yeah.
7.
Yes.
Okay. I love those mouth noises.
Thank you. I have a repertoire of them if you'd like to hear some more.
No, I don't regret it.
Okay.
I'm kind of nauseous as it is, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you think?
48.
Same as Mike from Marshfield.
Good boy, Joe. You and I are going to make a lot of bread tonight, even though we don't come
up with Chelsea. Charlie Sherman, what do you say and do it for old Chelsea High School? Let's raise the red and black above the rest.
Very good.
And fight our way across the midstripe down across the touchdown line. Because our boys are fighting.
And we are bound to win the game.
Yes, right.
We've got the team.
We've got the team. And this is dear old Chelsea's day.
I'm going to disappoint all of you because Michelle Lee is 54.
Okay, so you're going to disappoint everybody. Why is that?
Well, because they all think she's under 50.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we will now find out.
Found out?
Found out.
Five,
well, that's the
four,
way people in three, Chelsea talk. They all have little accents. Okay, she is actually 49.
Ooh,
or will
I'm
be.
I'm going to say that.
She will be on Monday the 24th. Michelle Lee, 49. Yeah.
So she's actually 48 now.
Oh, he wants a technicality.
Joe, so that's right. Actually, she is 48 now, so technically you're right. Except I was asking how old she would be on that birthday. And how, you know, but anyway, Joe and Mike of Marshfield both guessed 48, and they both are the winners of this.
Ah. Me and you, Mike.
Against the world.
Marshfield
because
kind of sounds like Chelsea, though. It's really slurred a lot.
If you go through it, it does. It looks like it, too.
Don't criticize until you've walked in a person from Chelsea sneakers, okay?
Oh, I'm not going to touch that one.
No.
Okay. I was in Chelsea tonight on Washington Avenue.
And you got out alive.
Listening to some good jazz.
In Chelsea.
Oh,
that's the name of the club that you can never remember where it is.
It's
on Washington Avenue. We know that.
Is that definite?
It's definite, Norm.
Okay.
Is it in the lounge of the Stanley Hotel by the sea?
Yeah.
Charlie Davis.
No, I very often. Oh, that's good, because I very often, when I'm in Chelsea, in fact, visitors to this program, guests on this program, stay at the famed Stanley Hotel
by the
Chelsea. Crick. Very close to the downtown shopping area.
They have one water bed, you know.
Yes, they do.
They give you a patch kit when you check in.
Oh, we're in for a long night with this guy.
There's nothing like opening the window, though, and getting the great breeze off the Chelsea Creek.
And visiting some of the boutiques and some of the night spots in that area.
Yeah, okay. Right there in Bellingham Square.
Carly Simon. Now, Carly Simon has a birthday on Tuesday, the 25th. Carly Simon, who lives down on the Cape, who's with the Simon & Schuster publishing family, at least her father is. And we'll start with Scott this time. How old is Carly Simon?
41.
See, he didn't say, I think, and let me figure. Here's a guy who knows his mind.
Not really.
Mike Epstein, how old is Carly Simon?
Well, I hope Scott from Peabody isn't like a Carly Simon groupie and he just knows his information.
Not me.
I'm going to say 42.
And let's see. How about the Joe? What do you think?
48.
Okay. Joe is so far leading the pack. He has two winners. Isn't that interesting? Yes, I thought so. How about...
I'm sorry, I nodded off.
That's okay. Charlie Sherman and his orchestra. What do you think, Charlie?
Carly is 45.
45.
Or soon to be.
Or soon to be 45. Now, yeah, that's right. We're guessing the age as of Tuesday, the 25th. Let's see. Mike from Marshfield, what do you think?
Yeah, it's a Tuesday birthday.
Yeah, well, how old would she be?
Yeah, thumb through the papers, Mike.
Well, I'm going to say that she's 40 right now, and I would like to have you give Joe LeBaker the opportunity to change his guess. Because he and I stick together.
Okay, now how old... You have stuck together. So, no, you really haven't, except for Michelle Lee.
I'd say 48.
And how old is Carly Simon going to be on Tuesday when we scrape away all that chazarai there? What do we see underneath? Are you saying 40?
I'll say 40 now, 41 on Tuesday.
Okay, 41 is your guess, then, the same as Scott said. Never mind. I'm making these questions too hard for you, I can see. Judy, how old will Carly Simon be on Tuesday?
I'm going to say 40.
43. Okay. Now, Tony Nesbitt rounds out the guessing.
Well, they seem to be sure about 41, but I'm going to say 43.
43, same as Judy said.
Oh, she did?
Yep.
Oh, see, I'm still rubbing the sleep out of my eyes.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, let's find out as we check. In glorious sepia tone, a love affair that shocked three continents. Anyway, Carly Simon will be, on Tuesday, will be 46.
Ooh.
Which means that I think Charlie
of course.
Sherman at 45 came the very closest to that. Yeah.
That's two now, that's two.
Yeah, that's two.
Oh, don't be greedy. All right, we know that.
So there's this...
do we have a Rookie of the Year award?
As soon as this never-ending music finally ends, I will give you the score so far.
Yeah, okay, it's done.
Okay, Joe the Baker has two. Judy has nothing. Just by way of guesses. I don't mean nothing in a strictly biological sense.
And from this angle...
I have
this
Fred,
angle,
that's okay.
Mike has one. You're in the same category with Scott, who who has not scored us yet either. Oh, but maybe the both of you can score together next time, along with Mike Epstein, who certainly could stand some scoring by now, as I've looked into his dossier.
And why am I laughing? Why am I laughing? And you looked into his what?
His dossier.
Did you find anything?
Yes, I did. I did.
Well,
I found
a whole
lot of stuff.
You know who not to give it to.
What was he doing at the station tonight, Norm?
Well, Judy, I was going through my list of papers of things that you have suggested that I do over the past few weeks.
He was stealing, actually, is what he was doing. I saw a big sack of stuff, and he's dumping stuff in it.
Stuffing it in his dossier.
One was still moving. It might have been Dave Bernstein. I'm not sure. Tony Nesbitt also has zero.
Thank you. Dang, I'm very proud of that.
And Charlie has two. Yeah, how about June Lockhart, she's the mother of Lassie. She's also the daughter of Gene Lockhart, the actor, and her birthday is also on Tuesday, the 25th. And we'll start out. Let's see who we start out with. Let's start out with Tony. This Tony Nesbitt.
I knew it.
What do you say, June Lockhart?
Well, she's the mother of Lassie.
Yeah,
and it's what is it? It's every year is dog years.
That's right. If she were a dog, how old would
yes,
she be?
Yes, that's right. And it's multiplied by three, seven.
Seven is the
right
number, yeah, for dogs, yeah.
Well, she's got to be at least pushing. There I go again, making mouth noises again. Oh, everyone's so happy. 60, 71.
You say 71?
That's too young.
Which in dog years would be about 10.
Yes.
Or something. Anyway, okay. I'm sorry. You said
71.
71, okay. Let's see. Joe the Baker, what do you think?
58.
Okay. Mike Marshfield?
67.
Scott?
65. She was also in Lost in Space.
I thought so.
Oh, yep. She's got to be 71 then.
Okay. Mike Epstein.
I'm going to have to go with 69.
Okay.
You have to add the light years on, though, from Lost in Space, along with the dog years.
That's true.
With 69, you'll have to add a lot more than that in.
Judy, what do you think?
He just stole my answer, 69.
Well, you can say the same thing if you'd like. You say 69, or you want to change it?
No, I want to stay with 69.
69. Okay, how about the Charlie?
Is June any relation to Spider Lockhart?
Yes.
The football player. Okay.
Yes,
I would say June Lockhart is going to be 75.
Okay, she is. Now that I can tell you, she is no relation, and I hope that threw you off. I try not to give an edge to anybody. Okay, June Lockhart is... Oh, that's right. She is the bugle boy who wrote, "Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning." Well, she's 66.
That's all.
Which 66 years old, yeah, which means that Mike from Marshfield said 67, and Scott said 65, so they too... We're the winners. And Scott finds himself now on the scoreboard.
One away.
About
one
time.
Away, right.
One away. Okay. Incidentally, Charlie, in case you're unfamiliar with this, we delay the start of the 3:30 everything in order just to keep right on going because we're on a roll.
I think that's understandable.
I certainly hope they will understand in the heavy circles on here. How about George Michael, the writer, the singer? And who always needs a shave? Does he, or is that my imagination?
And he used to wear the most god-awful earrings when he was with that stupid band Wham.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
God, was that ugly.
Ugly.
Oh, awful.
Oh, awful.
I saw him when he went to Great Woods, I think it was. My wife wanted to see him, so I said, fine, we'll go see him.
Did you enjoy watching him?
Not in the least.
Therefore, you
get a lovely story.
Mike Epstein, you get a chance to be the first guesser.
He's young, too. He's really young. I'm going to say he's, at the most, 27. 27, yeah.
27, okay. And Tony, What do you think?
28.
28, says Tony. And Charlie says?
26.
Scott?
29.
Mike Marshfield?
30.
Judy?
Cheater.
Okay, 31.
And Joe?
30.
30. Okay. George Michael.
Is, Plunk your magic bunker, Froggy.
George Michael is, will be, at least on the 25th, he will be 28 years old. Ooh. That's exactly what Tony said.
Oh, I got one right. Tony. Thank you very much.
It's about time.
Okay.
It's about time.
Tony, it's too bad you can't win a prize. You're always doing well.
I don't want. I've got enough sweaters made out of pocket lint.
Yeah. That, now that's Tony is now on the scoreboard, which leaves Mike Epstein and Judy
to score together.
To score together. That's right. Here's how about about the Robert? Is his name Robert Keeshan? Who's the Captain Kangaroo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Keeshan. That's who we're going to guess next, and we'll
he
start.
He was also my Latin teacher.
That's right, he was. It's written right here. It says he was his Latin teacher.
He was. He was my Latin teacher at Latin high school.
Robert, the really?
Bob Keeshan?
Yep.
The Captain Kangaroo?
Yep.
Was a Latin teacher around here at one time?
He was my teacher at Boston Latin.
Did he have Mr. Green Jeans there teaching
sir,
the class
didn't.
To help you out?
I didn't know he was a teacher. I didn't realize that.
Yes, sir, he was.
And the moose? What was the moose called?
Mr. Moose.
Was it? Oh, is Mr.
He,
moose.
Is, real simple. Yeah. Mr. Moose.
Is he from this area originally?
I don't know where he's from, Norm. When I was, I'm going to say I was, I was in the seventh grade.
You're 18, he was.
They didn't have
he
TV
was probably then. Like 24, 25 years old at the time. So I'm now 52, so I'm going to say.
Get a piece of paper.
I'm going to say he's probably 64 years old.
64.
That's my guess.
Okay, what's that?
Did you ask him how old he was?
No, I didn't, but that's okay. I'll take that. I'll take that. No, I'll take that, and I'll ask Joe how old you think he is, Captain Kangaroo.
Did you call me Captain Kangaroo? You want to hold? I'm
calling you Captain Kangaroo, and I would like 24 jelly donuts and a honey dip.
Yeah, we can come to the station for party. That would be nice.
73, Norm.
73. Okay, Judy, what do you say?
How about 67?
67. And Scott?
I think he's a little older than that. I think he's 78.
That's a lot older.
Oddly, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, okay, Tony, and now that you've spoken, what do you think? Tell me your guess.
76.
76. And Mike Epstein?
What was Joe's answer?
Joe's answer was 102.
Oh, copy.
He's also related to Spider Lockhart. In fact, he really is Spider Lockhart.
And in moose years.
I'll have to say 75.
You don't have to say
I don't
anything.
Have to, but
you know, you don't
Norm,
have to.
The mood hit me. So I'm going to say 75.
Okay.
The mood's hitting all of us. We're all naked.
Well, when the mood hits you, your eye like a old pizza pie. That's you know what. Charlie, what? How old is?
I think the captain is. I think he's 69, so he's going to be 70.
Going to be 70. Okay. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to check Robert Keeshan or Captain Kangaroo's. Here he comes leaping out of the corner. See, that ties in with Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Anyway, he's 64 years old, which is exactly what his pupil, Mike, from Mansfield said. You figured that out exactly right, Mike.
I kind of figured.
No, nobody. I don't know whether anybody believed that you actually took Latin from him, but
no,
but
that's you, true. No,
outside of Judy, everybody else guessed up in the 70s. Nobody came close to what you said.
I just thought he was so much older. I don't know why. He was old when I was watching him. Maybe that's why.
Well, he always wore old makeup. You know. You see. But underneath, never mind. Well, here's one more, and I'll tell you what the score is so far.
We're not late enough, Norm. You got to go a couple more.
I know that, too. If we go long enough, we can eliminate all the stuff that's supposed to be gone now.
Well, you could put us all on hold, do the news, and then we can come back.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that was the voice of Judy, our resident producer in Needham.
No, that's we're on
more
a roll.
More after this.
Yeah, we're on a roll. We never stop for something simple like commercials.
Judy, I'll give you my address, and I'll hold you anytime.
Oh, you!
I have my husband doing that.
Right now?
Get away!
Hey, okay, Joe has two. Judy, you're still scoreless.
I know that.
And we're all looking at you sitting there while you're scoreless. Mike has three.
Scott, a little cold, Judy.
Mike has three. That's Mike Marshfield has three.
Yeah.
Scott from Peabody has one. Mike Epstein, I'm so humiliated.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely zero.
He's all nerved up over Judy.
I'm going to jump off the WBZ tower and just hang myself.
By your headphones.
What are you going to do, jump
by
off
my
or
headphones, yeah.
Jump off or hang yourself, one or the other?
Put it on film.
Tony has one.
Thank you. Proud of that one.
And Charlie has two. So there's no tiebreaker, but we'll give you one more, and that is because I think this guy's funny. And his birthday is the 28th. I've lost track of when these days are, but that's later on this week. I think that's Friday.
Yeah. Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, Friday. Mel Brooks.
Oh.
Let's start with Charlie.
Mel is 63.
Mel is 63. You say that with such authority, like...
I was adjusting my shorts, which are...
Oh, he's getting dressed already.
Well, it's almost... Norm said this is the last one.
That's
so.
Right.
I didn't think 24-hour traffic network people from WBZ...
Wore shorts.
Yeah, wore shorts, let alone adjusted them.
Mudantes, we call them.
And Tony, how old is Mel Brooks?
Along with my scarf, as you notice, I have a pith helmet that you gave me last Christmas.
I noticed you have a year's supply of lychee nuts in the sweatband should you be stranded somewhere with no food supply.
That's right. And who are we talking
about,
Mel Brooks?
There's also a knife there if you want to eat birch bark and wild berries.
That's from the Cub Scout outfit.
Last time I got lost in Chelsea, that was all that was available as I cut a swath through the wilderness.
Did Finally Captain rescued. Kangaroo teach there, too?
Yes, he did. Yeah. In fact, he led a missionary party that rescued me.
He taught English at Chelsea High.
All right, Tony. How old is Mel Brooks?
67.
67. And Mike Epstein. Come on, let's get on the scoreboard here with the correct answer.
Mike.
The pressure's on, Mike.
Mike.
I'm concentrating. It's coming to me. Either that or I have to go to the bathroom.
That's our resident psychic, Mike Epstein.
I'm going to say 65.
You're going to say 65. When are you going to say that? Okay, Scott, what do you say?
58.
And Mike Marshfield and his orchestra.
Are we going to guess how old he is now or how old he is next Friday?
He's got. I'm telling you, he's cheating.
Yeah, how old he's going to be next Friday?
Next Friday, he will be 70. He's 69 now.
I see. Okay, so 70 is your guess.
70 is my guess, sir.
Okay.
He's purposely doing that to be one off. I know it. For some reason.
Well, that's right. No matter what
I'll
say.
I'll take any edge I can get.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, see? Look, it's an admission.
Judy, how old would you say Mel Brooks is?
I'm
going to
say 68.
68. And Joe, what do you think?
64.
Okay.
I'll be ready.
That was the last one, and then
please
we'll
cue the drummer. Thank
then
you.
Then we'll return to our normal programming. Now back to the Norm Nathan program, already in progress. If you call this progress. Okay, Mel Brooks is 63 years old, which is what Charlie,
really?
What Charlie Sherman.
Boy, well, he taught my Latin class.
Rookie.
Thank
now
you very
doing
much.
Well.
Okay. Do I get a star or something?
Let's see. You have three correct.
Wow.
Tony has one. Mike has, I don't even want to talk about it. Scott has one. The other Mike has, from Marshfield, has three. So it's actually a tie between Charlie and Mike.
We'll have to go for one more.
We get a tiebreaker?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't really have a tie. We could do
that. We could guess Judy's age.
No, I'm just holding up some things.
See, you're doing all
this. That's okay.
Okay, Judy is unfortunately drawn a blank. Now, Joe has done pretty well. He's got two. So it's actually Mike. It's actually Mike from Marshfield and Charlie Sherman from Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Way up high.
Let's give them a tiebreaker.
We'll all be quiet. Okay, like we are now.
Just for those two.
Talking over you.
Difficulty.
And give just them a tiebreaker.
The difficulty you are experiencing is in your radio.
That's right, and I have a brother-in-law who can help out with that.
Now, you got to be honest on this, Mike.
Okay, let me give you one more here. I have a feeling that your radio that's going there, Charlie, is saying there's been a 17-car wreck on Story Drive. Traffic is backed up, and a pilot just bombed
the central artery,
which is now closed to traffic forever. And meanwhile, we're sitting here playing a stupid game. Hello. Charlie, we can't reach Charlie. What's happening with Charlie?
Leave a note for Joe in the morning.
Yeah.
I always played the dumb birthday game. Well, that's okay. Could you pass along to your successor?
I'm taping it all.
Yeah, the fact that there's been no traffic moving for the past half hour anywhere.
The classic young birthday game.
Okay.
He made a mark on the birthday game, and he never returned. It's his last time.
There's absolutely nothing terribly. Okay, I'll see. I've got to come up with something here. Okay, something here. Okay, here's the tiebreaker from Mike Marshfield and Charlie Sherman from way up there. This will be Tom Parker, the colonel who managed Elvis Presley. His birthday is actually Wednesday the 26th. And so I'll ask you, first of all, no coaching, please, from any of you other folks. How old would you say Tom Parker, the colonel, is? Mike Marshfield, what do you think? Pardon me?
76, that's the spirit.
Oh, geez.
Took you a while to look it up, didn't it?
76.
Thanks, Tony.
Okay, Charlie, what do you think?
I think he's 78.
78, okay.
There we
the
go.
The two guesses, the tiebreaker guesses are in, ladies and gentlemen. And actually, Tom Parker is 81, which means that Charlie Sherman came the closest.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Charlie is not only the winner, but he's also an employee of Westinghouse and WBZ, and so he's therefore not entitled to any prize at all.
Can we give it to Judy?
A rule I just made up. Anyway, I thank you all for playing the game. That was really nice. And
we had fun.
Have you ever worn lint, Charlie? I'm telling you.
Check my navel. Like got enough for a sweater.
Norm, some night we're going to have to come up with some questions for you to answer instead of having us answer.
This is my role, and I just love it. Just
I know, but why can't we reverse roles one night?
There's no reason we can't. But
that spices up the marriage, don't you know that? If you reverse roles like that,
Somebody who's not even married yet. You know.
How about if we get Norma on some night?
We could get Norm on some night,
you know.
But then that gets to be nepotism, and you know how that reads.
Yeah, you got to keep it in the family. Someone else used that 2 weeks ago. Hey, I had to use it.
And she'd make you wear a tie and jacket.
That's right, she would. She really would. Joe, thank you very, very much. You're always a pleasure.
Good night, Joe.
You've been the quietest one of the whole lot. How come?
I'm shy.
I never noticed that before. Are you just sickened and nauseated by all these other people and decided to heck with that? I'll pretend I'm not even here. Is that why you were quiet?
I'm sorry, Paul.
He's never played the game in the nude, that's why.
Okay, Joe. Anyway, thanks a lot.
I was trying to be a good Chelseaite.
You were a good person, and we appreciate that a whole lot. You are a gentleman.
Good night, Joe. Good night, Joe.
And good night, Judy. Thank you very, very much.
And thank you, Norm.
And just be careful as you drive home. He used to say that a lot on radio programs. I never could understand
what programs.
That. I'll give a whole litany of those a little bit later. But first, Mike Marshfield, you put up a fantastic fight, as you always do. You're a formidable opponent. Now put your pants on and get out of here.
always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
I know. You wouldn't like the prize anyway. It's so tacky. I'm not even going to tell you what you lost.
How's your score, Mike? Have you been keeping, you know, you were like 1 for 36?
No, I gave it up when I was like 3 for 39.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's about 9 for 12.
He's doing much better.
Mike, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, sir.
Good night, Mike.
Okay, and Scott. Hello, Scott.
All right, how you doing?
I'm sorry. Why?
Listen to you guys.
You got sleepy dust in your eyes, and I woke you.
No, I'm wide awake.
No,
I had a great
putting
time.
The sock back on.
No, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming along with us today.
Okay, no problem at all.
Take care. Okay, and Mike Epstein.
I got a question for you, Norm.
Yes.
You know, I heard you at the end of the 2 o'clock hour talking about these celebrities who are earning all this money from the grave.
Oh, yeah.
By staging these auctions. What are you going to sell of yours when you go to the great beyond? Are we going to?
I have a whole lot of stuff. As a matter of fact,
I think we ought to auction off the first piece of paper you ever crumpled in our ear over the radio.
Yes, here it is, right here.
There we go.
I've been saving it. Also, I have a number of things. I have a dog obedience certificate from my dog Penny, when she graduated dog obedience school back in about 1970, something like that. I also have a coupon. In fact, I have it right here. 10 cents off on Klung peaches packed in their own natural juices in the number 3 can.
Well, with your signature on the back, that coupon will be worth $1 million.
All of this stuff is worth a great deal of stuff, and I have several other wonderful prizes, wonderful things that you could auction off. Also, here's a picture of Shirley Pruska and me at the high school prom at the Rio Casino, and it's autographed, as you can see. Thank you for that wonderful time we had up at the Rio Casino, Nam, she said. And there you can see a picture of me with my glasses cut down. You can see it's broken at the nose.
And you have it bandaged?
And it's bandaged tied together that way. But it makes it, I think, a little more precious.
And Eddie Murphy will buy all of that stuff for $4 million.
That's right. Here's a chin rest from my violin from a 1936 concert I gave at the Walnut, at the Williams School in Chelsea, under the tutelage of Alvin Toltz, in which I played, since it was an Around the World concert theme, I played chopsticks. And I think it was soon after that Chiang Kai-shek was thrown out of China. I always felt that I gave the edge to Mao Zedong and just caused an upheaval in the world. But those are some of the things, Mike, and I'm glad you brought it up, and I'm certainly thrilled that I know you are glad, too.
Of course. Always a pleasure, big guy.
Always a pleasure, too. See you soon. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And Tony?
I'm right here, Norm.
Oh, that's too bad. But nice, always a pleasure. Thank you very, very much.
I'll talk to you and play next week.
Okay. And I'll talk to you I don't know, should we go? You're the producer there, Tony. Should we go ahead with the traffic now?
Let's give him one big round of applause for winning the game, being the rookie and everything.
Yeah, well, that wasn't what I was asking you.
Hey,
I,
you guys are all
right. I appreciate the warmth, but should we skip this traffic report and just pick up on the next one, which is due in about 15 minutes from now?
But I've been accumulating so much over the past 45 minutes.
Oh, you have a lot to give right now.
No, we can wait.
You sure? Okay.
Norm, believe me.
Play your spot at the top, too. How about that?
Tony? Okay. No, really. This
I just looked out the window anyway, and in front of our studio, Soldiers Field Road.
There's a mob gathering.
The traffic has been backing up from the central artery this far back. It's not moving here. And I'm told it's not moving all the way to Newton Highlands. Okay.
So far, you're right. Keep going.
We'll call on you in a few minutes, so hang in there.
I'll be around.
Just be around, and it'll be nice. But anyway, that's the birthday game. Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's just play some spots now. I'm leaving.
Get off that microphone. Get back into your booth. And you're now a producer. Thank you. Anyway, we'll continue with the birthday game, but with the exciting Norm Nathan game in a bit. We have some open lines if you'd like to call. And if you don't want to call, I can't say blame you. 254-1030.
Hello. Oh, you're still there. Great.
What is it? More changes?
No. Your meeting's been moved up. I need your input now, or you'll never have those papers back by morning.
No problem. I'm sending the figures while we speak.
You have a fax at your desk?
Yeah, Hewlett-Packard LaserJet fax. I'm faxing the numbers right from my PC.
From your PC?
Uh-huh.
That's great. And I'll messenger the contracts back tomorrow. If they make it by 10, you'll just make your meeting.
Fax them to me.
Sue. You can't hand the client a curly thermal fax to sign.
Don't worry. The LaserJet fax prints right on my Hewlett-Packard LaserJet printer. The contracts will look great.
Come into Computer Marketplace today and see the exciting new HP LaserJet fax. The fax that works with any HP LaserJet printer to give you convenient plain paper faxing.
I still think I should overnight the papers.
You don't need to. And with my HP LaserJet fax, these contracts will sell themselves.
Call or come in for a demonstration of the new HP LaserJet fax now at Computer Marketplace in Tewksbury. Call 1-800-287-5317 or in Plastow, New Hampshire. Call 603-382-1622.
Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts is telling us about her skin problems.
I had developed a skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But Joan Cantwell got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
The Gold Bond Powder has a nice clean feel to it. There's a cooling sensation. At the end of the day, the area that was irritating in the morning is no longer irritating.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It's gone, completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash is taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but it feels like there's a fire inside my sneakers. My feet feel hot, sticky, and sore. And they smell as bad as they feel.
Use Keep It in your sneaker. It relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too.
What is it?
Keep It in your sneaker is a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out the fire. You feel its special ingredients working to cool and soothe your feet.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep It in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. Excess moisture can cause problems, even athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It in Your Sneaker do?
Helps break the cycle by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
How long does it work?
As long as you're working out, just shake it in your socks and sneakers and on your feet.
Feels great. I'll use it every day.
Keep It in Your Sneaker powder relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
And now this word from your local announcer. An awfully good-looking guy, if the truth were told. Hello. How would you like to be... I'm sorry, it's only me. How would you like to be driving a nice Lincoln Continental or a town car? Maybe you thought you could not afford it. Maybe you can. Right now at Clark & White Lincoln Mercury in Newton, buy a 1991 Lincoln Continental. Retail valued over $32,000 for just $19,977. Choose from over $1 million in inventory of used Ford factory executive cars and used Ford rentals, ready for immediate delivery. Clark & White Lincoln Mercury in Newton has been dealing used Ford factory vehicles longer than any dealer in the area. They stock the area's largest selection of used Ford executive cars and rentals, and because they buy in large volume, they offer the most competitive prices. So today, put yourself into a nice, low-mileage Lincoln Continental or town car from Clark & White for under $20,000. Prices include balance of factory warranties. These cars come loaded, and they will not last. So do hurry. For best choice, Clark & White Lincoln Mercury is easy to find. Lincoln Mercury, Clark & White Lincoln Mercury, exit 17 off the Mass Pike, Washington Street in Newton. Thank you very much.
Cigarette smoking causes bronchitis, emphysema, cancer,
and more Americans to die each year than from alcohol and drugs combined. This is Steve Allen with a way to kick the habit for good. Get ready to write down how to order an ingenious stop smoking kit discovered in Switzerland called Resolve. It contains no drugs or nicotine. Instead of cigarettes, inhale on a long-lasting substitute you never light up. Enjoy its refreshing taste until you rid your body of nicotine addiction. A supply of special filters and an audio cassette of me interviewing Dr. Margaret Seidman, an ex-smoker, helps all the way. Get Resolve to quit smoking or money back. Here's how.
A Resolve kit plus extra filters is $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Send a $22.95 check to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134. That's $22.95 to Resolve, P.O. Box 9113, Boston, Mass. 02134.
All right, how would you describe Alaska fishermen?
Strong and healthy.
Right. And how did we get that way?
By working our catch-a-cans off.
Oh, cut it out.
And by eating Alaska canned salmon.
Right. It's a great-tasting source of protein and omega-3.
Hey, isn't that the stuff that may help reduce cholesterol and heart disease?
Sure is.
You know, since I'm in the picture of health, maybe I should have my own poster.
Well, I did hear Save the Whales was looking for help.
Alaska canned salmon. Far and away, the world's finest.
For great values on delicious Alaskan canned salmon, go to Purity. Your nearby Purity has everything you need every time you shop. And don't forget that all Purity stores now offer double coupons. That's right, double the value on all manufacturer coupons valued 99 cents or less. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. Double coupons are just one more way you'll save every day at your nearby Purity store. Stop in this week and save during their big savings celebration. Purity, you're going to like the change.
It's a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock. We'll be around till about 4:30, 4:35 this morning. Norm Nathan, along with Tony Nesbitt, and here on WBZ 254-1030. We'll take some calls after the news, okay? So you can hold off and call in another minute or two if you'd like to line yourself up for the last half hour. I'd love very much to talk with you, and it'll be open lines. Whatever you'd care to talk about is certainly okay with me. Let me do the weather. Roy Gallant, WBZ AccuWeather Forecast, here on the weather station. Partly to mostly cloudy the rest of the night. Sunday will turn out to be partly to mostly sunny and cool, somewhat windy at times, with high temperatures about 70 to 74 degrees. Mainly clear and cool at night. Sunday night, lows 56 in the city, cooler in some of the suburbs, and then on Monday, sunny and cool, with highs in the 70s, so temperatures remaining pretty much the same. And then on Tuesday, sunny, in the 70s again, maybe a little bit warmer than Monday, and getting warmer yet on Wednesday under still sunny skies with high temperatures, 84 to 88 degrees. So lots of sunshine over the next few days, and each day getting just a little bit warmer than the day before. And that's the way it should be, heading west or south, I don't know. Anyway, 61 degrees in Boston now. Let me check the megabucks numbers, the lottery numbers, rather. Massachusetts Lottery Daily, Lottery 9998, megabucks 5, 11, 18, 22, 32, 41, no winners, so next time 7 million in the jackpot. Tri-State Lottery 254 and 0689, Tri-State megabucks 1, 8, 13, 14, 19, 23. Rhode Island Daily 3545, lot of bucks in Rhode Island 6, 18, 22, 31, and 38. News time, and I hope to get a chance to talk with you right after that.
WBZ, Boston's news station, brings you up-to-the-minute news, weather, and traffic as it happens. Depend on your 24-hour news source, WBZ, AM 1030.
I really hope you're enjoying these as much as I am producing them, and thank you for all the views. Keep liking, subscribing, and sharing. Hit the bell so you can get notified when more of this lunacy is uploaded. Also, find us on Spotify, Amazon, Google, Castos, and now, Apple Podcasts. Find all those links below. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Penny the Dog, Shirley Prusky, and that good-looking local announcer, Norm Nathan.
I love you, Norm.
I'm Tony Nesbitt.